Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
Minimum wage! Yeah!
Hey, there's all kinds of cool things you can do when you have an actual soundboard. You can actually mix in music, which, I don't plan on doing that too much, but I thought minimum wage was a good opening to, this topic. And I think the idea is that you want to pay people what they're worth, and you don't want to pay them necessarily slave wages. That's the idea behind minimum wage. But who decides what's a fair wage? And businesses do have to make a decision about what they can afford to pay somebody, and what they're worth versus the alternatives. And there's basically two alternatives: pay people to do something, or buy some sort of automation to do the thing that you could pay a person to do. And at a certain point, there's a crossover where it's cheaper to pay for, a self-checkout lane versus paying for a checker. And I think you're starting to see, this, in places that have implemented a higher minimum wage, and you're starting to see governments and you're talking about increasing the minimum wage, and that has a negative impact. Well, it's nice to get everybody paid more, but if they're going to employ less workers, did you really actually benefit anybody? Yeah, you might benefit the few people that still have a job, but when I can replace a checker with a self-checkout counter and maybe have only a couple of employees looking at that versus 10 checkers in a grocery store. Yeah, so somebody loses there, right? There's not a zero. Businesses are not, they're not going to just simply pay people more money because they have to. They will, of course. There are laws, but that's going to have an impact. There's going to be, first of all, my first job was, I worked for somebody else. I would, pulling weeds or something at a miniature golf course, back in the 80s or whatever. And I don't even remember what I got paid. It wasn't that much, but it was a job, right? It was something that, I provided a service, and it probably was under the table even, because I don't even know what the minimum wage in Hawaii was back then. It didn't matter, right? And that's the kind of thing people need to get experience. And part of what minimum wage jobs do is they give people experience in working with the public and doing, there's all kinds of things that you can, still require humans to do. But if you increase the minimum wage to a point where automation becomes a lot cheaper, then people aren't going to be employed. It's as simple as that. If you get, a similar quality from an automation, that, and by the way, you get less headaches that way, because now you've got, you got people, they don't call in sick. There's no human issues. And there'd be some other issues that come in, but you get a bunch of people out of work that may not be able to find a job doing something else because they're not going to learn how to code. And really, we can only have so many coders anyway. Now, we still need people to fix the machines, I guess. But again, that requires training, and you still have to have some sort of an entry level job where people can learn basic skills. And we're taking away all that by increasing minimum wage and forcing people to pay, a certain amount. The fact is that businesses will survive that themselves, but the people that work for those businesses may not. And if they're required to pay, it's like, okay, well, you either pay nobody or you pay people a certain amount. There's probably going to be fewer people working, period. And I don't know. I don't know what to think about that, but that is something you got to think about. And, as you certainly start seeing this in, McDonald's and some of the larger places that actually have, that have higher minimum wages, at a certain point, businesses are going to make the decision to say, okay, well, I'm just going to replace it with non-humans. And, I get just as good of a result, and it's going to cost me the same or less. I'm going to take the choice where humans are pesky, I guess. I mean, that's just kind of the way you look at it. And so I don't know that raising minimum wage is the answer, right, to the issue of making sure everybody can earn a living. You know, maybe they are trying to push toward universal basic income or something. And I don't know if that's the answer either. I think people want to generally, work for, do something for a living and achieve something, and and earn something from their own activities. And I think you were in that. I think we're harming that, and we're getting rid of that. And I don't know that universal basic income again is a solution, right? I don't think it's certainly not scalable, because at some point, I mean, money's got to come from somewhere, right? Although I guess the government prints its share of money, so what do I know? Maybe that's okay. But this is going to have an impact. Raising the minimum wage is going to have a negative impact on people's employment. There's going to be less jobs, I think. Now, of course, people could get, the people can say, oh, we can get different jobs or better jobs or whatever. But I think, those jobs don't exist right now, and people aren't trained for those jobs. And so other people aren't going to get hired for those jobs. So it really doesn't, I don't think it benefits, I'm not saying there shouldn't be a minimum wage. I don't know. I mean, I don't think you should force it to be higher necessarily. There's got to be a fine line. It's like, okay, you need to learn, that you almost have to have a training wage or something and there needs to be some jobs out there so people can learn how to work in the world. And I think we're getting rid of those. And I think that's maybe not so great for everybody.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.